For the upcoming election on November 3rd, two candidates are running to fill a vacancy for Washington County Commissioner, District 1. The five-member Board of Commissioners have legislative responsibility as well as the authority to appoint a county administrator. The commissioners also serve as the governing board for clean water services. Nafisa Fai will be running against opponent Jeff Findley. Fai is supported by Washington County Democrats, Oregon League of Conservation Voters, Young Democrats of Oregon, and the Portland Business Association. Here she is speaking with KBOO's Charles Chambry about her campaign.
Nafisa, how's it going, my friend?
Good. Hi, Charles. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to interview with you. Thank you.
Yeah, so let's get into it. I know that you work with American Red Cross, with the county government as a public health professional. Tell me how that would help you out at the county level. Why would that be useful for you, or for us rather, in Washington County?
Yes. You know, for me, being a public health professional, or actually working for the American Red Cross, was a dream as a little girl. I was born and raised in Somalia and lived as a refugee in refugee camps in Kenya. And when I was a little girl in the refugee camp, I always dreamed that when I, you know, go to America, I would either work for the American Red Cross or the United Nations. And come to find out, American Red Cross was here in Oregon, and I was lucky enough to work there for nearly a decade. And then I transitioned to working for a local county health department and as a public health professional, and actually was on the response team for the MERS outbreak when that happened in 2013. I learned a lot, the importance of how do we protect the health of our community, and also how do we respond to pandemic. So I'm really excited to bring that lens and that experience and background to help Washington County move forward and also really help heal our county from this pandemic, this economic crisis. And I'm really excited to roll up my sleeves in center public health at the commission and on the board of commissioners. So I'm excited, and you know, in terms of what that means, it means that you know the not only the my district but the commission gains a public health professional, and will bring a value adding insights and inputs on how to move forward and how do we come out of this pandemic, of this economic crisis. And I'm really excited to center voices and communities who are disproportionately impacted by this COVID-19. So I'm looking forward to that. And also it will be the first time that I think we have a public health professional on the commission. So I'm really excited to be adding that experience as well on the Board of Commissioners in Washington County.
So Nafisa, if elected, you would be the first woman of color. What does this mean to you, and how will you increase diversity at the county level?
It means a lot to me, and I'm honored. Of course, when I first put my name in the hat to run for this seat, I did not know that I was going to be the first ever to be elected at this Board of Commissioners in Washington County. And because this is also, you know, a little history about Washington County. It's a county that was founded in the early 1800s, you know, and it's also one of the most diverse counties in Oregon. I think that, you know, our community, people in Washington County, everyone, it's ready for change. They're ready for new perspective. They're ready to have communities who've been left behind of these conversations to have a seat at the table and to elect me. And I'm honored to carry forward. You know, when I decided to run for this seat, I had a goal of running a community mobilizing campaign. And I'm excited to say and honored to say that we stay true to that goal and have engaged so many people. I've talked to so many people before COVID-19. I've knocked so many doors and I've heard people say, you want my vote? I'm so honored. I've talked to people who from my own district that gave me $5, $10, $50 because they believed in my vision and they believed in the change that needs to happen in Washington County. So I'm, yes, I will be the first person of color to be elected on the Board of Commissioners in Washington County, but also I bring a public health lens for the first time. So I think it's exciting times in so many levels. And I think it will center diversity and it will center communities, vulnerable communities. In policy conversations, just merely because of me sitting there and having my name and my identities physically present in the board. So I'm excited and look forward to making a drastic impact in conversations that are around equity, public health, and this, how do we deal with this pandemic and the economic crisis?
So what would you say is the biggest difference between you and your opponent? And then why should we vote for you? Like, what makes you so special, Nafisa? Why should we vote for you?
Because, I'm running on a track record of things I've done for not only our county and not our community, but also statewide as well. So I'm really running on a track record of helping our community, whether it's public health, whether it's business. So I think for the biggest difference, and even to take a step back and say, my opponent and I both worked for a county government, so we have that common experience. But in addition to that, I bring public health lens that we haven't had at the board commission level. And I also bring, business ownership. I'm the only candidate that has dealt with two pandemics that is a public health professional. I'm also the only candidate that knows what it's like to start a business because I started my own business and helped other businesses and look forward to bringing that experience and empowering people like myself to start businesses in Washington County and be a voice for businesses in Washington County at the board level, large and small businesses. So I bring to that in addition to that. So, I'm really looking forward to my nearly decade at the Red Cross in county government as a public health person and a small business owner who've helped other businesses, whether increase their revenues or help grow their business. I'm excited to bring those lens in addition. So I would say those are the biggest difference.
Well, Nafisa, you've mentioned reimagining public safety. What does that mean to you?
Yes, as a mom of three Black boys, this issue is really dear to my heart. And really, it's what keeps me up at night. I want my kids to prosper and feel safe and grow and contribute significantly to their communities and really just live as long as and have see their kids to kids. And with the way, right now and this war seems like not a war, but like, what's going on in our country and around law enforcement and Black men, it really worries me. And I really want, as an elected person, to create pathway forward together to make sure that my kids are safe and any mom do not lose their kids in the hands of law enforcement. So I really care about this issue and really want to work together to create an improvement plan of healing together as a community. Public safety only works if the public feels safe by the, you know, the elements that are contributing to public safety. I'm excited and look forward to, you know, creating in an improvement plan that includes alleviating the burden that law enforcement also carries around, you know, the expectation around to be a social worker, counselor, or a mental health professional. And that is on top of, you know, responding to a crime as it occurs. So I really think that we need to come up with a holistic plan that first and foremost heals the community together with law enforcement, and then really helps everyone. I think public safety is public safety, is keeping the public safe. So I'm really excited. I know a lot of people, when they hear, you know, reimagining public safety, a lot of people think about like defunding or this and that, but you know, everybody cares about their safety, and that safety is law enforcement also. So I think that people don't mean get rid of law enforcement completely. I think what people are crying for is to figure out ways to reinvest or invest in other programs that also help law enforcement do their job meaningfully without taking on so many roles and stressing and then ending up harming somebody's child, you know, for no reason. So I think that's what it means. And, you know, if we want to talk about defunding, I think we've been defunding education programs in Oregon. We've been defunding public health services in Washington County. So I don't think people are saying defund the police because everybody cares about their safety. And that safety equation includes law enforcement. You know, I live in an unincorporated areas of Washington County. And if somebody said, we're going to get rid of the sheriff, which is the only law enforcement I have as an unincorporated, I'll be the first one to say, wait a minute, what about my safety? I don't think people are saying that. It's just, you know, it's the idea of stopping Black moms losing their children. That's what a reimagining public safety means. And that's how, you know, we should try to approach this conversation. I think we can heal together, because I'm a firm believer of, you know, trauma that's acknowledged is a trauma that can be healed.
What is your top priority if elected, and what are your plans to increase affordability housing in Washington County?
Yes, you know, as a Washington County commissioner, and my top priorities will be and are as a candidate right now, tackling the affordable housing crisis, and addressing the root cause of poverty and leveling the playing field for everyone. We need to make sure that we need to have an ample amount of subsidized housing available. And we also need to create pathways to home ownership so that we can uplift people out of poverty and help people generate wealth. And my second priority, you know, and everybody that lives in District 1, which is the Beaverton, Aloha area, and Cooper Mountain and Reedville, we have a issue with congestion. And so as a county commissioner, I want to work very hard to alleviate congestion for not only my district, but the county and hopefully region-wide, but mainly roll up my sleeves around the county. The reason why I want to alleviate congestion for Washington County is I want to make sure people are spending, you know, less time on the roads and more time with their loved ones. And lastly, my third priority is to make sure Washington County is prosperous and inclusive and a safe place for everyone.
That was Nafisa Fai speaking with KBOO's Charles Chambry about the upcoming November election. Fai is running against Jeff Findley for Washington County Commissioner, District 1. Please remember to vote in the upcoming elections on November 3rd.